This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
She move like fire and I can't let her go. Ain't frightened none, but she got me shaky. Catch one breath, then it gone again. Still I chasing that brown skin gal till she dance clean in the rain. Ain't no love in that salt town. Not like the love I don't found. When that Atkins gal come round, boy, she shake the whole island down. Ain't no love in that salt town. Just a bus from blowing sound.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Friday, November 14th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Joining me today is LeBron Minnis. He's going to be my co-host for today. As we talk of what is trending inside the news, today, November 14th, is actually the child's birthday. The child is actually 18. I'm not sure how I should feel about that, having an 18-year-old in my house. What type of freedom, what type of conversation, what type of liberties do I give to an 18-year-old woman? She said that she wants to get registered to vote. So Saturday, I should be going to the mall. I should be bringing her birth certificate so she can show lineage that she belongs to me. I should be bringing my BPL bill to show that we have a place of residence. That's why we need to show lineage, because she needs to have a place of residence. The only way she can prove that she lives where she lives and I am responsible for her is that I show that my bill and that we live there. And, of course, whatever ID else she needs. So I'm excited for her to be an 18-year-old adult. I'm not sure what we are doing today with the child. But whatever she wants to do, we shall be doing it. I just want to extend happy birthday again to the child. A number of people, birthday. The CEO of the company of Guardian Media, Miss Williams, her birthday is today. Yeah, they had cake, didn't they? They didn't invite me. I'm a contract worker. But the cupcakes look good. I just let them know happy birthday to her. There are a number of people born today. I didn't expect that. But today, we're going to have open line Friday. We have 2 days. Like I said, we haven't talked politics in a while. We haven't talked social activities for a while, right? How's mine again? I keep on leaving this phone, though. Yeah, it's off. Yeah, but I haven't charged it. It's still off. Thank you very much. That was Erin Green. She bring my phone. I have two phones now, and one I keep on leaving all over the place for the correct owners to come and take it from me. I also want to talk by election. Who you think can win? Why do you think they can win? Does the COI have a chance, or they'll be a spoiler? Will the independent person get over 10 votes? Right. What does this the winner of this by election implicates?
Are these people bringing anything to the table?
Like what?
In terms of, like, are these people, you know, showing their, the people who are supposed to be voting them, are they showing them that they can be, for example, the independent one? Like, she needs to convince the people that they can vote for her.
What should she be saying?
Like, What does she have to show?
She's a lawyer.
Okay. Okay, I didn't know.
No, she's a lawyer. No, but what, like, what would you want else? All of them are educated professionals, straight across the board.
Okay.
And the idea you're saying, what should you pick out the independent person? She's as qualified or more qualified than everyone else. What should she be bringing to the table?
Has anyone asked her of any favors?
What kind of favors would you ask her?
You know, like how these people say that they need things done and stuff like that. And
that's not part of an MP's job.
Okay.
Please do it. But that's not, in fact, that's illegal. You shouldn't be asking.
Interesting.
But the idea that what should she be bringing to the table?
I can think on that.
Don't worry. Okay. So we were going to talk about the impact of the COI, the FNM, the PLP, and who is more likely to win this by-election, and what is the implications of winning this by-election? Meaning, if the PLP wins, does that suggest that they will win the general election? If the FNM wins, does that suggest that they would be a winning the general election? Is this a critique of the PLP, right, and their stewardship of the Bahamas for the last 4 years, or if this is a critique of the FNM, Pintad in particular? If he loses this election, will they try to oust him out as being leader? Is this a referendum on his leadership as the FNM, right? What does this implicate, right? And the numbers today are 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. And that's one of the topics we're talking about. We have a number of topics that is trending inside the news. We'll go over them, see what you're thinking about these things. But I wanted to talk about this by-election in Golden Isles and the implication of it. Is it one of those elections that, ma'am, it is what it is, and now we're going to put our feet to the fire, or put our shoulders to the wheel and work to win the general election? I just want to know what people are thinking, right? We see the phone lines are blinking. Let's go to the phone lines there. Kermit, Guiding Radio AM, go ahead, caller.
Hello. Hey, Neil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, you, Mark.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, man? Welcome. Yes, I did tell you to call. You having a big seminar happening on Saturday?
Tomorrow.
So,
yeah,
go ahead. Tell me about it.
Brief. The seminar is a symposium. It's the 242 Small Business Act Symposium, which will be at the Kansas Society of the Bahamas, next to ZNF, from 9:30 to 12 o'clock is the first section. The second section is 12:30 to 3, it's the agenda is the same thing. The main goal is that we're going to have a speaker speaking about the importance of the Small Business Act to the country. And I've been at it for the past 17 years. The report from the survey, which has begun 2 years ago, but is going to conclude tomorrow, is going to focus on how the small business sector is going to be developed from the Abaco in the north and Niagara in the south. And we're going to have a good time. It's free admission. So small business owners, politicians, everybody who's starting a business wants to be there. It's going to be exciting. And after the symposium, my team and I and the executives is going to produce a report to give to the government and to the stakeholders who focus on the small business ecosystem, so we could develop a sustainable small business sector beyond 5 years. So I thank you once again, CEO Nuri, for allowing me to come on the show this morning. And like I said, this is my last activity on the event, which is Saturday coming. And if people who want to contact me, they go and contact me at 427-3640. 427-3640. That's Mark A. Turncrest.
Thank you very much.
So much. And it's going to be tomorrow.
Yes.
At the Cancer Society.
Tomorrow at the Cancer Society, small business. That's Mark Turncrest. Give me a number for them to call.
427-3640. And like I said, it's going to be there from 9 to 3, two sections. They can come either 9 to 12. Or 12:33, and I know Sid Nuri, you my good friend, you're going to be there, buddy.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so once again, thanks.
Yes, my pleasure. Okay. That's what trying to sound convincing just now. All the lines are lit up. Let's go to the lines. Go ahead, Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, call. It's open line today. LeBron Minnis is with me. We're talking about what is trending inside the news. We want to talk about the by-election or what you anticipate. The by-election is next week, right? People are on the ground. Money is being spent. I wanted to talk also about the quality of money being spent. How should we be alarmed as citizens in terms of the quality of the campaign? Is it about the candidates? Is it about the party? Is it about what they can do? And LeBron mentioned it, what you can do for the constituents. What are you expecting or seeing on the ground? Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine. Thanks. Well, I would say this to you, CNRE. The FNM had a rally in the alley in my part of the constituency last night. If they had over 220 persons, they had a lot. Mm. And this election is going to be an indictment on Michael Pintard and Dwayne Sands, because three times this is wrong, okay?
I agree with you in regards that the crowd seems smaller than the PLP, but I've seen PLP pick up people from different constituencies and bus it to the various... No, I just said what I've seen. I have seen it.
No, I understand what you're saying.
So I do not know if the FNM pick up people too and only come up to 200 people, or these are just people inside the constituency.
I'm not measuring
the crowd. I got to see this general election, and the proof would be not in the pudding, but the proof could be in the eating.
Yes, but Michael Pintard started off wrong last night. You can't come on a public stage and make some claims on something that the commissioner of police, the prime minister.
You just say you can't? You just say you can't do it?
You shouldn't do it. You should not.
Okay, you shouldn't. But clearly he can.
No, I say you should not.
Okay, just making sure.
Because there could be some implications for doing so.
So at the end of the day, the question with the implications, I say, if he says something that he shouldn't say, untoward, then the PLP, the other parties need to now seek retribution. Just don't talk it. You do it.
Yeah, that's true. What I saw them did yesterday morning, they haven't the rally. Nobody's bothering with them, nor their flyers or anything. You know, they had the little young guys who's putting the flyers, was pulling down the PLP flyers.
I heard that.
You don't do that. Okay? If you ride through Dignity Garden at this time, you would see in those front rows there only FNM flyers up, and all the PLP flyers are either putting the garbage or on the ground.
Do flyers win votes?
No.
So don't worry about it.
No, I'm not saying that, but I mean, we shouldn't have to step to that level. I mean, on both sides, whenever the time comes, because we want to have a decent, successful, and peaceful by-election. Okay.
That's what I thought until I heard from Keith Bell. He said he planned to make it dirty.
But listen, Keith Bell was speaking about going in the garbage bin like Bradley was. In other words, having information that wasn't released that he will release. That's what he was saying.
That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Not being dirty, just getting information.
Because I'm also part of the men's branch.
Oh, so you have information inside the garbage bin and plan to release
it? No, I'm not saying I have no information. I'm saying to you that's what the terminology, what are you speaking on?
That's what you're speaking on.
If he explained it to us, that's the terminology, what he was actually speaking on.
I know the Bohemian people interpret it that way, but I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. Go ahead.
At the end of the day, Senator Darren Pickstock will win this by-election. Okay?
And
let me tell you why I'm saying that.
Yeah, man, you're talking so.
Because a lot of FNMs are defecting and coming over to the PLP.
Good.
I've seen that.
Good.
Okay? And they're making their presence felt by showing their faces and everything.
Okay. Good.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate it. I have one or two birthday wishes. People are calling right now. It says, good morning, Howard. I assume they mean me. Some people confuse my voice with Howard. I'm not sure why. You don't sound like. But I ain't sure no shade, texter. Howard don't work here no more. But good morning, Howard. Happy birthday to your daughter. That's me. You said she is 18 and is now a woman, yet you're still referring to her as this child. Yeah, she has no name. She's just called the child. Perhaps you can say young woman. No, she ain't no young woman. She's my child. Ain't no chair, no woman. I have chair in my house. When she's woman, she can get put out. But in my house, either I run my house or run around the house. And I run my house. If she raised her voice in my chat, I put out. You don't understand. Can't be letting these children tell you what happened to her. She could go and rent. But in the meantime, while she ain't renting, she follow what I say. This text says, as a Golden Isles constituent, I would encourage all our voters to vote independent. Why? Send a message to the two political parties that we are not happy with either of them. And then you send an independent just for independence sake? That don't make no sense. The best time ever to vote independent or third party, to send a clear message to the PLP and the FNM. And I always, and maybe because my sensibilities are different, I've never voted for a party. Always for an individual. I see this person is vote parties or vote for independent. I evaluate which one of the individuals who are there is more likable to my values and views. I interrogate them. I ask questions. That text seemingly do not ask questions to the person vying, and they are anti-party and anti. But let's go to this next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
Yeah, good morning, CA.
Good morning.
No, Mr. Newry, sir. Unlike the other caller, this is an indictment on all of the participants in the election.
Mm.
The COI, the FNM, and the PLP. And it has nothing to do with leadership of the particular party. There's no indictment on it. Yes. Van Sands and Mr. Michael Pintad. That's nonsense. You know, the PLP have a lot to lose in this. Bear in mind, this is a historical election. We have never had two by-elections in no one political cycle in the history of the Bahamas. One. Secondly, when you look at what is at stake here, no governing party has ever lost a by-election, according to the history that's floating around. And elections, the general one is next year. Who would want to go into the general election after taking a shellacking in a particular constituency? So it's at stake. The COI is saying that change ain't coming, change is here, we are for a change. But when you look at their foreign policy, nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows what their position is and how they're going to solve crime, how they're going to deal with this truancy issue. It's a whole lot of things. All you're hearing about is carbon credit and natural resources.
But they see why have some sort of manifesto, they said, but it breaks down all kind of plans they plan to do.
I don't know where it is.
No, I didn't see it either. Just saying that's what they say.
I have no content. It's just snippets, but it ain't nothing where you could digest and work through where you will see a solution at stake. That ain't happening. So if people want to vote on emotions, then say that. If you want people to vote on emotions, or the fact that they are tired with the FNM and PLP, then say that. But don't tell me go look for something, and when I peruse it, when I check it out, it don't weigh a grain of salt. Secondly, when you look at the FNM, they are supposed to be replacing the PLP. So a lot is at stake, especially with the candidate who said that he was in the area from day one, or he never left. That will be determined in terms of the type of impact that he would have put in on the 24th of this month. Then the new candidate, the PLP, he coming in, I don't know if it was a slippage, I don't know whether or not that's basically what he wanted to say, but however he said it, in terms of this constituency being neglected, that said a lot. That said a whole lot about what we could expect of people to get in and when the debate starts in the House of Assembly.
Let me ask you this, Duncan. Yesterday, I saw an advertisement, a endorsement advertisement. The candidate, PLP candidate, Pickstock, was being endorsed by Sebastian Bastian. Said he approved of this candidate. Yeah, he's worked with this candidate. He grew up with this candidate. This candidate is a good candidate. I want to know your opinion on having a being accepted as the PLP candidate. Can you hear me? No? Can you hear me?
I don't hear your question too clearly.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it. He has been endorsed. Pickstock has been endorsed by Sebastian Bastian. And I want to know the impact to having a popular proposed candidate or candidate endorsing another candidate. How would that impact the
I don't think it'll have, I mean,
It depends on people who like things. If people like things, then it's a heavy endorsement. You know, the bar has been doing a lot of giveaways from way back then. So if people, for people who like things, that says a lot. But then politically, it says nothing, you know, because the bar right now is not a member of parliament. He, too, is trying to win his seat. So that doesn't carry much political weight as it will carry in terms of persons who like things. You know, election time in the Bahamas, it's like Christmas. It's a giveaway. And a lot of things will be given out. So for people who like things, that said a lot. But and politically, it doesn't worth a grain of salt coming from Sabah, that is. And you know, in terms of it having a great political impact. Because he's a political novice. That's coming from a novice. That ain't coming from a heavyweight. He is a political novice, and so that doesn't really mean anything other than for people who like seeing, like I say. But this is a crucial election for all the two major parties, you know, because they're the ones, that's how our makeup is. Now, you have a lot of persons I'm hearing. I wouldn't say a lot, but then there are pockets of persons who are saying that, you know, the COI, but we don't know much about the COI candidate in terms of what he brings to the table. We hear him talk about the forest fire. He talk about the legacy issues that we all have been talking about over the years, people burning charcoal, that type of thing. But that is that enough to win a general election? Now, if people want to protest and vote for the COI, then that's another issue. But when you look at how would have gone down investing in Bimini CA, and the PLP didn't anticipate another by-election, but you see how a lot of stuff was promised during the last one, and how many of those things were followed through and were actually implemented.
Okay.
So that is key. So we'll see basically what happened, but I'm waiting to see. But then I'm a bit angry too, CA, because someone is going to get elected without having political live debate for you.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anyone calling for it. The constituents.
We wouldn't be finding out whether they have common sense and intelligence until after we would have voted for them.
Yes.
But that's the sad reality. No okay. Political live debate, just political rallies, cracking jokes, where people are standing up, getting drunk, and being tuned in. That's a bad. We haven't made any advancement in that regard.
So I
am angry about that.
Let me talk about that. That's clever, Duncan. And he indicated that media, University of the Bahamas, has yet to reach out to the two candidates, three candidates, four candidates, and say, let's have a live debate. Let's talk about things that is happening nationally, internationally, things that's happening in the community, the constituency in general, right? Clever Duncan mentioned that this is a referendum on all of the candidates, PLP, FNM, and COI, and lesser extent by Ms. Butler, right? The COI being campaigning for a while. They've had a candidate in the area for a while. So this, not saying that if they do not win, what does that indicate with their political party? But definitely, if they don't have a sizable number of people supporting them in this by-election, right? Surely that shows that their message is not resonating politically and nationally throughout the Bahamas, right? It'll be an indictment on them. It means that if they don't get the numbers in the ballpark, close to the other two candidates, that means perhaps they should pack up their Georgie bundle, like the Guyanese them say, and go.
You think it's you decided to run in the first place?
It's not rather useless. It's rather in terms of impact. Everyone deserves to run, right? True, but if they still feel in 100, 200 votes, and in a constituency would have 7,000, that they cannot even get a huge percentage of the votes. It tells a tale on whether they are making an impact nationally. But let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM. You have an open line today.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good morning to you. Good morning to you.
I wanted to find out if Cleaver Duncan attended the opening. I should say, but they had the COI had the theater, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they articulated their vision 2030 for the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Cleaver Duncan got a grip of that. That was on the news, and I thought everybody in the Bahamas, or almost everybody in the Bahamas, should have heard that announcement and was aware of that event. When the COI, in fact, said exactly what their intention was and how they were going to govern the Bahamas.
But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, sir. Are you a supporter of the COI in general?
Yes, I am a supporter of the COI.
Next question. Do you believe the COI can win, can do a good turnout for this Golden Isles election?
Yes, I believe that it's possible for Mr. Roll to win that seat.
And if Mr. Roll is not even in a close distant third, is that an indictment for the entire COI party saying that they are not resonating nationally? If Mr. Roll is not a close, either win it or second or third?
Well, I'm not too sure I heard your entire question, but
I'm saying if Brian Rule, the COI candidate, right, does not do a good showing for the COI in this by-election, is that an indictment saying that the party is not resonating nationally for the whole Bahamas?
No, I wouldn't say that, because when you look at it, Golden Isles is just one constituency among many others. But I would say, if, like you're saying, and I say that's a big if, that if the COI doesn't win, because I believe they will win in Golden Isles, for my reasons, I believe that candidate stands a better chance than the two parties, because the whole Bahamas know what those parties are all about, but the Bahamas actually don't know what the COI is all about until, in fact, the COI will emerge as victorious in this general election, in the by-election coming. And CA, what I want to say, right, is people are tired and they want to change. I mean, I'm sure you're moving around in this country. You're hearing the cries of the Bahamian people. They want to change. They don't want a couple of dollars in their pocket and no harm in Turkey. They want real change. And I think the COI, if you visit their plan 2030, you'll see that they really have a tangible way forward for this country.
Okay.
You know, it's not just the same old talk, because we're tired of the talks for 50-something years. Come on, man.
Okay.
I think even if you go and visit the plan, you'll come back with a different perspective. You'll feel that the COI really have what it takes to run this country.
I appreciate you calling. Like I said, I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, go ahead.
I shall be watching.
Yeah, I'm saying Mr. Rule is a good candidate for that area. He lived in that area. He lives in that area. And obviously, he understands the problems that we have in Golden Isles. I'm also, you know, like I said, I live in Golden Isles, so we have some problems that no doubt Mr. Rule and the COI party can deal with in a short time.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bill. Go ahead.
You know, we're tired of both parties. We're tired of PLP and the FNM and a lot of young people. The young people are gonna speak in this election, you know. They're not loyal to no party. What they're asking for is what belongs to them or what they want. They want what they should have. That's a part of this country.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. The lines are full. So let me get them to be included in the conversation. Go ahead, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM caller. Go ahead. You're live.
Hello?
Yeah, you're live. Go ahead.
Yes, how are you?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
Yeah, man. You know, some callers, they say COI don't have anything on the plants, right?
Mm-hmm.
But PLP and FNM, they just recycling same old plants.
But let me ask you a question. Are you a COI believer, supporter?
No, I'm not. I support anybody but the PLP or the FNM. I support a rap.
So you just close your eyes and just mark whatever?
No, I open my eyes and mark COI. Let me show you. See?
So you do support the COI?
Yeah, see, in this country, we practice is a crony capitalism. Same as what's the name of that place up? They like to talk over that island and
is crony capitalism bad? Is crony capitalism bad?
Right, they give everything to their cronies. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. You see, and Singapore has had a government, same government for 50 plus years. So they don't need a plan, a national development plan. You see, our plan, we have a plan. Our plan is to continue to, what you call it, progressive tax, regressive taxation, and not do the income tax, not do the wealth tax, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you one question before you go. The other previous caller who supported the COI, like yourself, mentioned that the young people will vote differently. Does COI, from your knowledge, do they have a youth branch?
A youth branch?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter the youth.
No, I just want to know. I want to know if the COI has government. A youth branch or not. From your recollection, do they have one?
We know that the COI is a small party. Mm-hmm. They don't have the finances that the PLP and the FNM, has all the sponsors that they do have. We know these things, but that's not relevant. You know what I mean? You don't have to. In other words, these guys, all they do is use our tax money anyway, and they tax us unfairly.
Mm-hmm.
You see that kind of thing. These are questions we need to be asking our candidates. Where do they agree with what you call it a tax reform? You see, and then do away with this customs duties and things. That's the cost of living up in here. Nothing, no amount of AI or, what's the name, the Sea Island cryptocurrency. That don't help us, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The word solid and things. Everything is simple, you know what I mean? The simplicity, though. Nothing changed. You see, look what's happening in the U.S. today, with the tariffs. That's killing the world economy. So what you think tariffs has been doing to us? You know what I mean? And our customs duty. What you think that's been doing to our cost of living?
It's definitely something that we must consider. Kermit, patch the next caller through for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Caller, you're not there? That means I got to move on, caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Guardian Radio.
Yes, sir.
Morning. How you doing?
Doing well, man.
Listen to me. Firstly, the two last callers calling about the COI, right? Which is good. You can support a grouping. It doesn't matter to me. I support the Progressive Liberal Party. They support the COI. All of us only have one vote. You asked them something about the youth. The first caller said that the young people would make the difference. You asked the second caller if they have a youth movement. I've never heard about a youth movement for the COI, right? Another thing, too, the FNM had a, what they call, rally in the alley last night.
Mm.
From hearing what I heard when Mr. Pintar, the leader, was talking, that sounded more like a branch meeting. I don't know if it's because of the cold. The people didn't show up. I'm trying to help them with an excuse.
But let's say, and I said to the caller that the turnout seemed to be slim.
Yeah.
But if the turnout seemed to be slim and they happen to win, what does that mean for the PLP party?
Politics is a numbers game. Politics. I get almost. I can be in two places at the same time. As a matter of fact, I was into none of the events last night. But I would go on a limb and wager that I think the thing that the PLP had by the event was based. They had more people than the FNM had to the rally last night.
And then I also asked a caller, because we know, at least I see in Foxhill, that people were bused from different constituencies to these areas. The bus came.
But everybody buses people.
I'm not sure if the FNM has a bus. You say the FNM has?
People wants to
are you home. Saying that you saw an FNM bus?
Listen to what I'm saying.
No, that's the question there. That's the question.
What is that?
Did you saw an FNM bus? I saw PLP buses, for sure. I wonder if you saw. Yeah, I want to know if you saw an FNM bus busting people.
No, I didn't see an FNM bus, and I didn't see a PLP bus.
No. I'm telling you, I see. I'm trying to say, I see.
Into the bus business, I was asked to bus people at a FNM thing on Iron Bailey Park before.
Not before. We talk about now.
No, what I'm saying, but I'm not in the business no longer because of my sight condition.
How long this been now?
I can't comment on.
How long this been? Because you sound like you're talking years ago.
No, but what I'm saying now, I can't say if the FNM bus people out there are, if they didn't, they'd be a fool. Because there are people that want to go to rallies that don't have ride,
mm-hmm.
that don't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to go. So every party with bus people, I mean, that'd be the smart thing to do.
Mm.
I am here in South Beach. I'm in Jones Heights. I don't have a ride, but I want to come up in, support the PLP in Golden Isle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think they should have buses to Seville? Okay, a bus will leave the PLP headquarters at a certain time. The FNM would say a bus will leave the FNM headquarters at a certain time. They're the people who want to go but don't have a ride, but I want to go.
But like I was saying before, next week is the general election. The proof will be
the by-election.
It'll be the by-election. The proof will be in the eating. We'll find out then what tactics, what
I can tell
machinations
you,
will we win.
You're a Bahamian. Mm-hmm. I know you're Bahamian. You're from Foxton. Bahamian people like the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just draw a little illustration, then I can hang up for the next call that's coming. You ever see where you go to an event, the people them who get the crowd of people around them towing the line
mm-hmm.
for food, you don't notice the people would join that line to say, boy, this food must be good. That time the person who get nobody get the best food today,
yeah.
You know. Bahamian people just like the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Bahamian people like the numbers. And politics is a numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 5 people and I have 10 people, you can never beat me.
I agree.
It's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game. I like it. Okay.
You know, good.
Thank you very much, Carla. There's 283 voters registered for the Golden Isles Advance poll. I want to know, is that a big number? What implications does that mean that only 283 people registered? Will this by-election be a mass turnout? There's like 7,000 people on this register to vote. Do we expect at least 5,000 Bahamians to go out and participate? If it is low numbers, what does that indicate for the general election? It doesn't seem to you that the Bahamian people have an apathy now, Samantha. They don't care what happens. Who becomes the government? They just depressed and sad in general. I want to know, is that what you're feeling? Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM, go ahead, caller.
Hi, a very pleasant good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm calling in on a few things that I would have heard.
Go ahead.
I'm listening to your show, a very pleasant good morning to you.
Morning.
And a pleasant good morning if there's a guest in the studio.
Morning.
Now, I'm a female, and I sort of not allow politics to be consumed in my life. But there are times that you must be realistic when you're speaking politics. Don't speak for the party. Speak for the person.
Mm.
Think where we're going wrong. We're saying we want change and this and the other thing. Looking at the individual that are coming and offering themselves versus the parties. Because most persons I've heard spoken, they are all about their party, which everybody has a right to. Please don't get me wrong. We now, if we want change, we now need to look at the person.
Mm.
Here it is now. The COI has its new party. There are so many candidates in there that the Bahamian people do not know who are offering themselves to this political stage. Everything seems to be centered around one person, which is their leader, Mr. Lincoln Bean. We have not seen these candidates speaking in any regards to any issues or topics. It seems like Mr. Bean is speaking for his party. Everyone is saying the COI. Would you put a blind man to drive a bus with no experience at all, never being able to drive, and is blind? We are now looking at moving our country forward. Yes, I may say, Mr. Bean, may have one or two ideas that may attract persons, but we are now in the stage where we're in a global, where we are globally, and where things are high. We are now looking at healthcare, all these other things that governments who were successfully placed in position to run our country, and we need to now move forward with our country. I don't see the COI doing that at this time. No one in the COI has ever sat in Parliament, only Mr. Hiram Ingram, Lewis, who has crossed over. When it comes to that, the COI, and when they talk about numbers, yes, I understand the gentleman, but he will vote for a rat. That's fine and good. But you voting for a rat, that rat still can't take you the way you need. When it comes to the numbers game, can the COI actually get more than 50% of the seats to become the government of the Bahamas? I don't see that nearly possibly happening. Okay? Now, in terms of rallies, what I've learned over the past, yes, numbers back then might have worked, but you now have persons who are quietly doing their thing at the polls. They are not coming to the rallies. The PLP, they gather the most vulnerable persons who they know love to party and go out. So they bus them. They go around the constituency and letting them know, listen, we're going to bring you in. We need you for this. We need you for that. But realistically, when it comes to persons having to come themselves, honestly, it's not going to happen. So it's all about an illusion game. When you look at the Progressive Liberal Party, it's an illusion. They're bringing in this crowd of persons in these certain areas, making the areas smaller.
So this is where I can stop you. You stand to sound like you're an F&M supporter. Who you support? Yes, ma'am. Who you support?
No. I'm not an F&M. I'm a Bahamian person. I'm like I said, I speak to all issues, okay? But I'm just speaking to the issues like what I've been hearing. A lot of people is like the PLP and all tell all.
Mm.
You have no other choice but to vote for them.
Mm.
You understand me? No, people have choices. You understand?
Most of the
majority of persons are leaning to the COI. The majority of persons may not even be speaking, but they may be voting after them. Just as well as PLPs.
We will see.
But my thing for me, we got to make it make sense. We have to. Because right now we are saying, let's start voting for person. Let's vote for the person. When is that going to ever take place? If we still keep saying, the party. Oh, I vote in PLP. I's a PLP. But look, the PLP could bring up anyone and say, you vote for me? And you will vote because you was a PLP, not looking at if this person has any demeanor.
I appreciate you, Cole. We're going to take a quick break.
Thank you so much.
I enjoyed your commentary, by the way. Thanks very much. We're going to take a quick break right here. The lines are full. I encourage you to stay on the line. This text says, good morning. Change must come. It's people like this caller who don't want change. Everyone must start from somewhere. We're going to continue to read the texts when we come back. Guardian Radio AM, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
What happened? Joe bringing the knife to school, he could do Junior in.
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So out of the way.
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $50,000 to provide holiday meals for families in need. But we need your help. From November 3rd to December 17th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Cost Right, Fresh Markets, Eleuthera Markets, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in New Providence, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 8 a.m. I see I have a birthday readout, shout out from my cousin Travis Clark. It's his daughter's birthday today also. It's Aisha Clark, happy birthday. She's 14 today. I also want to read that BTC is having an iPhone offer, actually. It's a big thing. Say the deal you've been waiting for is here, finally here, for 2 days only, this Thursday. I guess that was yesterday, right? And this Friday, BTC is turning up the heat. Sign up for the $64.99 postpaid plan at BTC Mall or the Southwest Plaza and score the all-new iPhone 16. So if you want to have an iPhone 16, it has 256 gigs for, you can get it for just $599, right? You can sign up for the postpaid, which is $64.99 postpaid plan, and that iPhone, you get it for $599. So that's
$100 off the regular price, but you've got to move fast. When Friday is gone, the deal is gone too. So what you're waiting for, run to BTC Mall or Southwest Plaza and grab your new iPhone 16. You get it for $599 instead of the regular $699 price. And it'll be signing up for the $64.99 postpaid plan at the BTC Mall. Let's go to the callers. Let's see if we can squeeze as many people in. Give everyone 30 seconds. Go ahead, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM, giving everyone 30 seconds. No, we're moving on. The next person again. Guiding Radio AM, giving everyone 30 seconds.
Yes, hello, good night, good afternoon.
Yeah, go ahead, Rentru.
Yeah, the last caller, I mean, she was talking about the COI and the PLP and say she is not a F&M. As a former F&M, right, I'm supporting the COI because the delusional, she is talking about the PLP and the FLM being delusional, but the FLM and the PLP is where the delusion really lies, right? Because the people then had the taste of both of those parties for a very long time. So I believe the COI is a better choice, and I believe also that the COI has a better plan than these two antiquated dinosaur parties that we were scuttling around for all of these years. Brian Rule inside Golden Isles and the change ain't coming. I mean, the change ain't coming. Change is here. Your guys have a nice day. COI to the world.
Yes. I don't know if COI have the numbers to. I can have a COI show where I can let all the COI supporters just call and then say why they support, and I can give them whole time just to call. But let's go to the next caller. This sex says, good day. The choice people make today will haunt them for tomorrow. Look at the issues, I guess, we are faced with today under false pretenders. Since Sir Lyndon, Hubert Ingraham was the main man to make progress. Check the records. This looks like know when to hold, know when to fold. Consistency is the key word in this by-election. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. You're live. Do your 30 seconds. That's you.
Calling sounds so intelligent and so knowledgeable about what she is saying, but I need to remind her that when the PLP first took over the government from the UPP, nobody had no experience. And Sir Lyndon coming there with experience, they had no experience. It wasn't until we tried their party that we saw that they were initially looking out for people. But this PLP that is around now is not the PLP that came into power when I was younger. This PLP seemed to deal in corruptness. They look for ways to get around vital questions and given the citizenry what we hired them to do. Now you see a by-election is coming up. Now they have recruited Shabazz with some money. They can do everything now. They paving roads and they buying this and giving the people that and everything you...
Yeah, it's going to be next week. We just talking by-election, I'm sure. Next week could be full of by-election. Everyone could be just political. We could be just talking politics.
Listen, right? Just before the show finish, I just want to say, in regards to the independent thing of you telling me to speak on, right? Just want to say quickly that Miss Butler, she have to, when you was talking about me and bringing stuff to the table, what do I want her to bring? She got to show proof. She got to do all of that stuff in terms of, you know, showing evidence that, like, has she done anything in the community? Do we know of anything? Have we heard of anything being done, you know?
Good. That is true. And we need to ask that of all the candidates, because none of the candidates have done anything yet, right? So
true enough. The
idea is you can't be singling out the independent one when all are guilty or we are demanding.
Yeah, that's the truth. Like, every single one of them, they need a plan. All of them, we need to see blueprints. Like, what's going to happen when they, you know, when they take charge?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We will end with it.
Mm-hmm.
That has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, LeBron.
No problem.
We have a wonderful day.
Yeah. You'll enjoy your day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.